Hello?
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Nelson. I am calling you from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President of the U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th?
What best describes it?
Yes, is thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general
Okay.
election for President US? And here are your options. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation,
No
unaffiliated?
party affiliation.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Here are the options: Asian, Asian American, African American, Black, Hispanic, White, Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18, 35, 36, 45? 46-55, 56-65, or over 65.
56-65.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction, wrong track.
I think Florida's doing fine.
Okay, and between these two options, right direction or
Oh, well,
wrong
that would be
direction?
right direction.
Okay, thanks. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Here are the options: the economy and jobs, housing and property insurance costs, local growth and development, taxes, climate and environment, illegal immigration, access and cost of healthcare, crime and public safety, K through 12 education, abortion, inflation and the
Well,
cost of healthcare.
economy.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Here are the options: definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I can't pick one. It's undecided.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Is strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved.
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. Now you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Diana Osta. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard.
Never heard.
Mike Caruso, very favorable, somewhat
Never
favorable.
heard.
Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris.
Somewhat disapproved.
Well, the options are very favorable, somewhat
Oh,
favorable.
somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate. Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate.
I don't know either one, so undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes.
Yeah, well, how much longer?
Just a few minutes more, just 3 minutes. And regardless of how you might feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
The same. Equal.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal or moderate or a conservative in your political belief? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Well, I'm not sure I'm following you, but I think moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduated with a bachelor's or 4-year degree or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Okay. And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or Islamic, agnostic, atheist, non-believer?
Agnostic.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
Sure, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.